This is a download from the Scottish Railway Preservation Society.
Just putting some lights on the engine now. We've got two lights showing it's a passenger train.
Okay, platform staff, all doors. Okay, drive, let's make it away.
Well, hello again and welcome to part three of the Christmas edition of Soundblast. David, by the way, and I are now down on the station platform and we're standing beside Weems Private Railway number 17 and Murrayshire as they prepare to leave with the 1330 Santa Special to Birkhill. This is Santa's Polar Express and it's bound, I understand, for the North Pole. So I can see the drivers preparing now, one of the firemen going aboard. I can see one of Santa's little helpers checking the door, and I can probably hear the Weems Private Railway number 17 now has a full head of steam, and the safety valves are just gently opening. This is the moment before the train leaves, which we all wait. We wait the guard's whistle. We have the whistle now. The drivers are ready, and she's away. I'll take this opportunity to get a picture. And as she goes off for the North Pole, it's worth remembering that an event like this, which looks to be going so smoothly on the day, has been a long time in preparation.
I'm David Orr, one of Santa's helpers. Here we all are assembled out at Bowness, getting all the presents ready for the Santa trains. It's a tremendously exciting experience just happening all round about us. There must be 2 to 3 dozen helpers here. They're all so enthusiastic. We've got 4,500 presents to wrap up, different shapes and sizes, different colours of paper. I'm really getting into the Christmas spirit.
Hi, I'm Sandra Moot-Roberts and I'm here at SRPS at Bowness and Kinneil Railway. At the moment we're wrapping monkeys and there's loads and loads of monkeys. Some of them have got 2 legs and some of them have 4. But the ones we're wrapping are the soft toys for the children and there's loads and loads of them being wrapped. There's loads and loads of other toys as well. Every one of them an excellent present for the children who will come at Christmas.
Hello, I'm Jeff. Normally in the SRPS I work the booth counter on the rail tour trains. Today, I'm wrapping cars for Santa. Cars are brilliant. They are square boxes. They're not hard to wrap like the soft toys or difficult to wrap like the ducks.
I'm Jimmy Morrison-Smith and I'm wrapping up the parcels for Santa trains. I'm busy on a mini car at the moment with sellotape, which isn't quite so easy to do. This we do every November, ready for our 4 weekends, end of November to just before Christmas. The Santa Special is very popular, so I suggest if you haven't already booked, get onto it now because you'll not get any seats.
I'm David Morrison, Treasurer, and also the other half of the Santa team. The ticketing itself is done by some software which was developed by Roger Haynes initially for rail tours and which has now been extended to cope with the 32 trains. The bookings come in, Margaret Haynes in the office takes the bookings by phone. She can process card payments there and from that list we're able to then generate passenger seating so that every passenger is allocated an individual seat in an individual coach. We also are able to capture the ages of all the children, whether boys or girls, and from that information we know exactly which presents are needed, how many of them, and where they'll be delivered on the day.
OK then, Mr. Guard, you've got 2 engines on board. You've got Murrayshire and Brereac, so you've got good motive power up at the front. So if you like to take Mr. Santa Claus and all his friends up to the North Pole, it's a long journey.
But anyway, as far as I'm concerned, on you go.
Hello, I'm Andrea Morrison and I'm the Santa train organiser. At the moment, we're in the in Santa's grotto on the Santa train. The elves are all ready and we're just waiting to go. We have visitors coming from all over the world. We carry almost 11,000 people. Today we have a very special visitor, Fiona Hislop, Minister of Culture.
Well, I'm here to see off the Santa special. I'm here with my six-year-old son. We're going to take part along with lots of excited children and indeed parents. It's a fantastic resource here. Railway heritage is very much part and parcel of Scotland's history and our culture, and it's important that we celebrate it, we enjoy it. And also I think the resources here are fantastic, and I'm very pleased that the Scottish Government was able to provide funding from the National Recognition Scheme to help support the development of this very important site.
For the children, the most exciting part of the trip is when Santa appears. Their faces light up and they're ready to get their presents.
The Santa on the train goes ho ho ho! The Santa on the train goes ho ho ho! Ho ho ho!
Hi!
Hello, Santa!
And what's your name?
What age are you?
Seven. What are you hoping to get from Santa Claus?
Paper jam.
Well, see what I can do. No promises.
Thank you.
Hi. What's your name?
Jenna.
Jenna. And what age are you?
Three.
Nearly four.
Jenna. The fish are all way up the top.
Thank you.
Now come and see it for Christmas time.
Okay. Thank you, Santa.
Hi.
Right, you can open your presents and see what you
people come on our trains for all sorts of reasons. Today we've celebrated the birthday of a 75-year-old gentleman. He's a steam enthusiast. His whole family turned up. There was birthday cake and even champagne on offer.
It's a special birthday party for Nicholas, my husband, who's 75. Nicholas and I haven't been married many years. He's my second husband. And we thought, myself and my daughter, this would be a wonderful opportunity to give him a party with his friends. His friends have come from the west of Scotland, the Borders, Glasgow, everywhere, to join us for today for this special day. He's always been a steam train enthusiast. And now that he's fully retired, he's starting to build his first proper model railway himself. So we thought this would be an extra incentive to him to come today. And it's been wonderful, and we've had a lovely time, thank you.
When we get back to Bowness, the 300 passengers get off the train. They've had a great time. They might be tired, but they're all very happy. And they all say thank you very much for all the hard work of the volunteers setting up the Santa steam trains.
I thought it was fantastic. It's a lovely day out. It's great that the kids had a good time. The adults had an even better time. It was great.
It was really good fun. The kids all enjoyed it. So, yeah, that was good. And they all got a lovely little present. So, we'll do it again.
Okay.
Definitely.
It was a nice Christmas atmosphere on the trip. That was great.
I thought it was great. It was lovely for all the family to go. We were here with my parents and my children, so it was nice.
And did you like it? What was the best part about it?
Santa.
Santa. I hope he'll join us today at the Society's Christmas lunch. But to complement the Santa specials on the Bowness and Kinneil Railway, SRPS Rail Tours had planned to run a special train from central Scotland to the Christmas market at Lincoln. However, the best laid plans of mice and men gang after glee, and this sad announcement was made by organiser Roger Haynes. Due to exceptional weather conditions, this year's Lincoln Christmas Market has been cancelled. Consequently, we have decided to cancel this year's SRPS rail tour to Lincoln. Payments will be refunded to passengers, unless otherwise requested, but this may take several weeks to arrange. As if this winter weather were not frightful enough, the Society set out to further scare the passengers on Halloween, when the theme for the weekend was Steam and Scream. Marking the eve of All Saints' Day, Halloween is when the veil between this world and the spirit world is almost transparent, when we may catch sight of the spirits walking abroad, and those spirits wish us ill.
My name is Donald Yard. I'm cob leader of the 81st Fife Cob Pack in Lime Kilns. We've come along on the Halloween train today to have fun in place of our Halloween party, which we normally do at the Scout Hall. So at the moment, we're celebrating by singing all the songs, because there ain't no Halloween songs, so we're singing our camp songs.
Get wet! I'm singing in the rain. Get wet! What a glorious feeling. I'm happy again.
Thumbs out.
Thumbs up.
Elbows in.
Elbows in.
Chin out.
Chin out.
Chest out.
Chest out.
Bottom out.
Bottom out.
Tongue out.
I'm Liz Marshall, I'm a member of the SRPS, and I dress up as Gwendolyn the Witch for Halloween to help entertain the children. And you can hear them. And they've just handed out the second prize to the young clown. And these kids are from Lime Kilns. They're very noisy. And this is... Go on, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Idolix, and I am Gwendolyn's grandson. I have just handed out a second prize to... which I think was one of the best costumes on the train.
I have in my hot little hand a copy of the latest edition of the Society's magazine, Blastpipe, the cover of which features an attractive colour photograph of the dinky Narragansett locomotive Fair Maid of Foyers, which has been on to steam after more than 50 inactive years. David, by the way, who else was there to witness this happy event?
Brian, it's a momentous day for you and the Fair Maid. What actually is happening here just now?
Well, we're doing a steam test just to establish that all the systems actually work. At the moment, we're having a wee bit of a problem raising steam. We had a choke blower. The brake pump isn't working yet. We don't have any brakes. One thing after another, but we're getting there. And at the moment, boiler pressure's coming up. And hopefully, maybe... half an hour or so, we might be able to get it to move. If it will, you know, there's no guarantee that it will. It hasn't run since 1958, so it's a...
It's been a tough job, though, hasn't it?
It's been a major, major build. For the size of the engine, we've done more repairs on this than we've done on any other engine that we've got. Just new axles, new tyres, new motion, piston rings. The only thing we haven't had to do anything with is the boiler, because the boiler was... virtually, it was a brand new boiler in 1938, and virtually never been steamed.
It's a narrow gauge engine.
It's a 3-foot gauge engine. It was built for a contractor in Glasgow, who ended up selling it on. Eventually, became property of British Aluminium Company, and it was based at Foyers up beside Loch Ness. And from then, it came to us via British Aluminium and Falkirk, and it was a plinthed engine for us here. It was. Renamed Borrowstone Ness for a long time. It was in the kiddies' play park, which used to be beside the station. Then it was moved round the back onto the pathway to the museum, and we took it on about 5 years ago, and we've just been plugging away at it ever since.
So once you've got it up and running, what happens then?
Well, it's actually going to go to Fintown in County Donegal. They've resurrected about 3 miles of the County Donegal system. And it's going to go there for 10 years on loan and run a steam service for them, because they've never had steam.
So who actually paid for this?
The Irish government paid for the overhaul via some kit. I think it was an EC grant they got. However, we made money out of it, and it'll go to them on a long-term loan, not a very high rate of return for us. But I mean, the whole idea was to get the engine rebuilt and running again, which we've almost, hopefully later on today, we'll see it actually moving.
It looks good, doesn't it?
It's a very neat little engine. It's only about 7 tonnes. Blow the whistle. Well, that's one thing working.
I'm Brian Williams, working in the steam shed. I've been working on the Fairmaid since we first started taking it apart back in 2005.
When you see it like this, it's almost ready. What's your reaction? How do you feel?
Can't wait till it is ready. That'd be really good. It's been a long slog, but it's been really good fun to work on. It's been a real learning exercise for myself and quite a few other people.
Is there any difference between working on a narrow gauge engine and working on a full size engine?
Scale. You can take a cylinder and a rod out with one hand, whereas you can't lift a cylinder in on a normal engine. Mm-hmm. But scale makes quite a bit of difference. Mm-hmm. But you can look at parts that you haven't actually taken apart on a major engine, but you can see how they all work a lot easier. It's a really good exercise, and a lot of people would have learned quite a bit from being on this. There weren't as many people involved as we'd like.
Thank you. Ian Gordon, you've also been involved in it. What's your reaction?
Never thought I would ever see it and see in my lifetime. Andy's absolutely better.
What, has it been that tough a job?
No. It's just that there's no real drive to do it in the early years because there's no use for it. But now it's going to Ireland, but we suddenly need to do it, and we've done it.
Are you going across to see it there?
Oh, probably, yes.
And when you see it running on the tracks in Ireland, how will you feel?
I think it'll be great. The SRPS has done something else again.
And that pretty well wraps up this edition of Sound Blast. The infant Sound Blast is, of course, a kissing cousin of the Society's long-established magazine, Blast Bite, where you will find pictures as well as text describing developments within the Society and events on the Bowness and Kinneil Railway. The next edition of Sound Blast is already in the pipeline, and in the meanwhile, you can contact us online at www.srps.org.uk/soundblast, all lowercase. That's www.srps.org.uk/soundblast. Or you can write to us at soundblast, two words this time with initial capitals, soundblast, SRPS, Union Street, Bowness, West Lothian, EH519AQ, Scotland. The producer, tireless roving reporter and editor has been David Bytheway, and I'm Sandy Simpson, wishing you, wherever you are, a very Merry Christmas, a very happy holiday if you prefer that, and a vibrant and prosperous new year from everyone here at the Scottish Railway Preservation Society at Bowness in Bonnie, Scotland.